This program contains adult themes and content.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Welcome, wanderers of the unseen and seekers of the strange. You've just stepped into a space between worlds, where the veil is thin, the truth is layered, and the stories are powerful. This is Stories from a Trans Witch, a journey through magic, identity, resilience, and community. I'm your host, Autumn Rose, trans witch, storyteller, and paranormal investigator. Together, we'll explore lived experiences, current events, spirituality, discrimination, and the ways that we lift each other up when times are hard. Each episode, I invite you into my circle to hear tales in the margins, part truth, part spell, but always raw and real. So light your candles, pour your tea, breathe deep. You're listening to Stories of Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Stories from a Trans Witch here on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington. I'm your host, Autumn Rose, and wow, it is a beautiful May. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather that we've had this far. Just a couple of things real quick. Right now is the spring fun drive going on for KXRW 99.9. So a little bit about that. So we are a nonprofit, independent, progressive radio station, meaning we don't have corporate influence, and most of us are not even paid for what we do. We do this out of an act of love for our community. And once a year, we put on a fun drive to help raise money for the station to keep us on the air. That that includes, you know, paying for equipment, keeping our studio up to date, which we just got a brand new studio in Vancouver. Amazing place. And then also for our outside equipment as well, we, you know, had some struggles and had to do some repairs to our radio tower. So there's that as well. So for more details on that, go to KXRW.fm and check that out. That'll be going on for the next couple of weeks. And then also, we're going to be checking out some behind the scenes at the kickoff party that we had for that tonight. So stay tuned for that a little bit later on in the show. Also really excited, we're going to be interviewing the organization that's putting on Rainbow Pride in Kelso, Washington. That's going on May 15th. From 6 to 9 at the Kelso Senior Center. And what this is an opportunity for all ages to experience prom. So if you never got to go to prom, now's your chance. Stay tuned. Really excited to hear from them and talk about their organization as well tonight. So we got a pretty good show lined up. Hope you enjoyed this beautiful Beltane moon that we had. So for y'all that don't know, Beltane is a holiday for those that practice Wiccan, including yours truly, the trans witch. It is a celebration of the halfway mark between the spring and the summer solstice. And for those that you don't know, we're also pushing almost 15 hours a day already of daylight here in Portland. So that kind of ties into the festival. So anyway, with that, we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors, and then we'll get into tonight's show. Can't wait to cover all this material with you. So stay tuned here to Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중도의 nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
You're listening to Stories from a Trans Witch here on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington, also streaming on X-Ray FM. Due to the sensitive topics of this show, viewer discretion is advised, and you've been warned.
You better work!
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
Gather round, listeners. Tune in to the enchanting Samantha Page Show on KXRW 99.9 FM, your magic portal to art, entertainment, news, and heartfelt commentary on the LGBTQ+ community. The Samantha Page Show, Mondays at 10 p.m., only on KXRW.fm. And welcome back to Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this evening?
Well, my name is Jeff Ritchie. My pronouns are he, him, and I am the chair of the Rainbow Community of Longview up in Longview, Washington, about 45 miles north of Vancouver.
So I've been to Washington but for our audience that hasn't been there, tell me what Longview is like.
Longview is it's a little red city in the middle of a big blue state, and we have there used to be a very strong Democratic presence here because of the relationship between the Democratic Party and labor unions. However, given the nature of the MAGA movement and sort of reaching down into those labor classes, we've lost some of the support that was based purely on, you know, the labor movement and unions, and has kind of gotten into a cultural war kind of situation.
See, and you know, I had a chance to meet you, I believe it was back in November at Friendsgiving in Longview, that was hosted by PFLAG. And
yes, Rainbow Community of Longview, Lower Columbia PFLAG, and RATS, the Religion of Art, Theater, and Science, worked together to put on our Queersgiving event. That was, I think, in December. We usually do it between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We had about 110 people there, as you recall.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised at the turnout for, you know, being how small of a town that Longview is, and just seeing the queer presence that was there. How long have you been working with them?
Well, so my spouse and I moved to Longview in 2014, and we said we need to find our people. So we put up our flags, and our people came to us, and we started hosting events. We did a prayer circle in the park when the Pulse massacre happened. We put out a Facebook event that day. We had 45 people show up. It was amazing. Amazing show of support. We've been putting on a rainbow station during the Go Forth parade, because our the house we have is right on the parade route. So we just kind of rainbow the crap out of the place, invite all the queer people we know, and make all the people who think they're important have to walk by and look at us. And I think that's been a great thing.
Can you tell me what kind of feedback you've gotten from the community when you put on the rainbow station?
We actually get a lot of support, actually. There's not a whole lot of pushback. Every now and then, there's a one finger salute from somebody in a truck with a flag on the back and whatnot. And I just tell them that they're number one too. And, off we go. My spouse has been, leading the Rainbow Youth Group at the Longview Library. Since about we got here, the librarian who was in charge of it was getting ready to retire, and she thought the group was going to kind of retire with her, but Megan said, no, we're going to keep this going. And so every year the youth have led their own march in the park around the Civic Circle, and been very well received and supported by allies in the community and things like that. So we're very excited about, you know, the community that we've been building here and the events that we've been building. So, but just last year, we decided to make ourselves an official organization. And so we created a 501c4 organization. We have a board of directors. And just earlier today, the board met with a bunch of volunteers for an orientation for our upcoming event, which is the All Ages Rainbow Prom.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, you know, that was why I was so excited to get you on the show today, because I'm going to actually be participating in that prom, and it's going to be my first experience as experiencing prom as myself. So tell me more about the event.
So the idea here is that anybody who's in the high school age range who wants a safe place to bring the date that they really want to bring to a prom has a safe place to do that. In addition, those who never had the opportunity to take the date that they wanted can come and bring a date and have that experience, sort of a second chance experience. So that's why we made it an all ages event. It looks, you know, with the volunteers that showed up today, it looks like we're going to be able to pull off quite a production.
That's amazing. So tell me some of the things that you got planned for the prom.
So, the theme is everyone is royalty, and we'll have a station, when you come in where you can, write your own title on your own sash and grab a tiara, and we have a special musical guest. We've got the band Maggie Rona, who's going to play live for us. We're partnering again with Lower Columbia PFLAG and RATS, the Religion of Art, Theater, and Science, We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have a photographer. We've got a regular background. We've got a green screen background, so you can put your own background in your prom picture. It looks like it's going to be a fabulous event.
That sounds amazing. So tell me more about the venue where you're going to have this held at.
So we're holding it at the Kelso Senior Center. They like to go by the Catlin Center. But when you look on Google, you can't find Catlin Center. You can find Kelso Senior Center, though. And that's, you know, just right on the border of Kelso and Longview, up near the big lots there.
Okay. And what's date and time for the prom?
That will be Friday, May 15th. Doors open at 6. We'll be going till about 9 o'clock. We're going to have a little raffle, and we're going to have a couple of special presentations, but everyone is welcome, and it's a pay what you can event. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. We'll be collecting cash, and I'm trying to set up a Venmo for us right now, so if you don't carry cash, you can donate electronically.
Amazing. So you got this awesome prom event that's coming up. Tell me what's in the future. You're saying you just got founded as a 501c4 last year.
Yeah, so going forward, we're going to continue with the Rainbow Station during the Go Forth Parade, which is a barbecue, and it's free, and you can show up and get a burger or a hot dog, and I make these fabulous grilled onions. Everybody loves them. I start smelling up the neighborhood at about 9:30 in the morning before the parade starts. Everybody gets hungry. It's great. We're going to continue with our Queersgiving event, which will be sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We do also have plans for a Pride picnic. We're looking at late summer, probably sometime in August. We'll be doing that around then. But the thing of it is that we only started something. The community has picked up on this. So this June, there are several Pride events going on in Longview. And I don't have a list for you off the top of my head or dates, but we've got the Lower Columbia College does a Pride event. There's going to be an event at one of the businesses on Commerce Avenue. A group called Cascade Forward has actually permitted the downtown Civic Circle, and they're going to have vendors and live music and actually put on a Pride Festival for the first time as a permitted event. And we're just so excited about everybody who's kind of, you know, following the lead and picking up the reins and going, yeah, we absolutely can have a community here. We're looking at putting together a kind of a pink pages or rainbow pages of businesses that are allied and supportive, or especially queer owned, whenever we can. And we're really looking forward to making a big rainbow splash in this little red pond.
Okay, so tell me, what got you into this kind of activism?
Well, so I was very lucky when I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I came into my own identity as a bisexual man. I had, there was support in the community there. We had the 4As, we had a group called which put on a potluck for LGBTQ people once a month. There was a youth group at the Metropolitan Community Church where I was able to go and meet people. The 90s was still not a great time to be differently sexually oriented, even in a town like Anchorage, which, you know, you think of Alaska as a red state, but Anchorage is a pretty blue area. That kind of follows with population density correlates. And I had support. There was books in the library where I went to high school that told stories about people who had been through their discovery experience and coming out experience. And so wherever I've gone since then, I've always reached out, found my rainbow community. I've sat on many different PFLAG boards, and when we got here, we said, okay, we're going to have to find our people. Again, we put out our flags, and we flew them high, and we flew them proud, and we raised the visibility, and we have such a network of people now from the very first same-sex couple that got married when it was allowed in this town, to the Rainbow Youth, of course, who now have a safe place to be every Monday at the library. And of course, personally, I work as a psychotherapist, and my specialty is in LGBTQ youth and adults. So I do a lot of gender-affirming care. I do a lot of religious deconstruction. And so, you know, being a part of the community and serving the community and kind of giving back what I had, but a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So where do you practice out of?
So I work with a clinic called Wild Heart Society, and they are in Vancouver. Well, actually, they're all over the state of Washington. But our physical offices are in Vancouver. And one of the cool things about Wild Heart Society is that they are very committed to community building as well. So they've been holding for the last few years Camp Wild Heart, which is a summer and a winter retreat for queer youth to come and have a camp experience and be in a supportive environment. It's amazing. You see these kids show up, they put their phones away, and they have a blast with each other. They don't have to explain themselves or qualify themselves when they show up. They just have this sense of community. And it's really inspiring to be able to provide that for them. Information for that can be found at www.wildheartsociety.org/events. And the location is given to you once you register. We kind of try to keep some privacy, especially around the youths.
Well, that's definitely a good safety measure, especially with some of the behavior that we're seeing against LGBTQ youth in our country right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, let's circle back to prom a little bit. Are you still looking for volunteers for this, or?
Well, I think we have enough volunteers to do the decorating and move some table spaces and whatnot. So I think we have that basically nailed down. What we're looking for right now is just people to show up and have a great time.
Sounds amazing. So where can people go to find information about prom or other events that y'all are hosting?
Well, I have an event for the Rainbow Prom that I created on my Facebook page, and I will send you the link so that you can share that. But it's on Facebook. If you search Rainbow Prom Longview, you might find it. But again, I'll make sure that you have that link.
Amazing. And just kind of closing us out here, is there a call to action or anything you'd like to share with our listeners that are on the show tonight?
Hey, whatever rainbow events are going on, show up, whether you're queer or you're an ally. Be there, find out how you can be more involved. Build the community. The most important thing that we can do, especially in this political environment, is stay connected to each other.
Amazing. And I always challenge my guests, because my show is a show of hope. Like, you know, I have a story that I went through a life of trauma, but I've turned my trauma to power, and I continue to do that on a daily basis. What glimmer of hope can you give to our youth that are out there and they're struggling with everything that we're seeing going on in our media and the world around us?
I struggled too. And people before me struggled. And we have cultural ancestors in our community who have been a part of this struggle the whole time. And the fact is that we have made more progress in my lifetime than had been made before in simply recognizing different sexual orientations and gender identities as real. There's a lot of pushback about that right now, especially in the United States, especially from the sort of Christian nationalist movement. But we've always been here, and we're not going away. And, you know, no matter how much you think you're alone, you're not. We're here. Look for the rainbows, find the rainbows, find your people, and stay connected.
That is so amazing. Thank you again, Jeffrey, for being on the show. Everybody, this is Autumn Rose from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and we'll be right back. Let me stop this recording.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morel Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morel Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop, and since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morel Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morel Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morelinc.com. That's morelinc.com.
Some radio shows shine a light, while others go straight into darkness. Join Hassling the Paranormal with Jason Hassler on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver, where the veil between worlds is never closed. Join him in the haunted corners of KXRW every second and fourth Thursday from 6 to 7 as he leads the way chasing shadows, calling out whispers, and hassling the spirits that most people would rather leave alone. Expect ghost stories that chill the spine, haunted history that refuses to stay buried, and encounters that prove the unknown is closer than you think. Jason's not just hunting the paranormal, he's daring to answer back. So light your candle, draw your circle, and tune in, because the night is full of questions, and Jason is here to hassle the answer. Once again, that's Hassling the Paranormal with Jason Hassler, every second and fourth Thursday from 6 to 7 on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver, and streaming worldwide on X-Ray FM. Some shows invite you in. This one summons you. Every third Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., Blind Country with Doug Cox lights the lanterns at the edge of the map. 2 hours of honky-tonk haunting, lonesome heart lullabies, and the kind of storytelling that turns dust to gold. Expect murder ballads with a heartbeat, highway hymns with a hex, and deep cuts that feel like they've been writing in your glove box for years. Doug is your road witch and ringmaster, stirring steel guitars and fiddles fire, and voices rough as the desert sage. Bring your boots, your broken compass, and your best singing ghost. Cross the country line, cross the veil, and come home by radio. Blind Country, every third Friday, 5 to 7, here on KXRW 99.9, Vancouver, Washington. Also streaming live anywhere in the world on xray.fm.
This program contains adult themes and content.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Welcome back to Stories from a Trans Witch. And now we're going to jump into some interviews we did at the kickoff party for KXRW. Hey everybody, Autumn Rose from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. Once again at the Spring Fun Drive for KXRW, and I am here with Jason Hassler, and you can check out his show on our station as well. It's called Hassling the Paranormal. How are you doing tonight, Jason?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So tell our audience a little bit about what you cover in your show.
So really my show, I just bring a different paranormal person in. Each show, I have two shows a month, so whether it be aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, whatever, we'd cover all things paranormal. We'll just bring people in that are specialists or, you know, just know a lot about this or had experiences and just let them tell their story.
Awesome. And for those that don't know, you also have a little background in the paranormal.
I do. I am the director for Big River Paranormal in Portland.
And what is Big River Paranormal?
Big River Paranormal is the the Oregon team for the Atlantic Paranormal Society. And what we do is we go around and help people find logical explanations for what they're experiencing. Whether that, you know, normally we can find logical explanations, and sometimes we find things that make us believe it's possibly paranormal.
Amazing. So you got your paranormal team, you got the show, and then I know you also have a monthly event at Underbar. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, every month we have the Vancouver Informal Paranormal Pub, and I have a different speaker each month. This month's speaker is Stephanie Stefan. She's an animal communicator. That would be May 17th at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 4, and the event starts at 4:30. She's going to be speaking about that, and she's got her new book she'll have and be probably be signing copies and selling those, and it should be a good time.
For those of y'all that have checked out Stories from a Trans Witch, if you go back and check out our very first interview that we did on my show, it was actually Jason interviewing me. We had some fun with that one. I'm pretty sure we pushed the FCC borderline on that, wouldn't you say?
That was the goal, yeah.
So definitely check out that show. That'll give you a taste of who Jason is. And check out Hassling the Paranormal on KXRW FM Vancouver. And what time and day is your show on? Sorry.
It is Thursdays at 6. New shows are the 2nd and the 4th Thursday, and then replays randomly. And replays are Thursday at 6 on the 3rd and the 1st.
Awesome. So there you go. Check out Hassling the Paranormal on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. And there we go. Hey everybody, this is Autumn Rose from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW, and I'm back live here at the Spring Fun Drive. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
DJ Stina.
Hey DJ Stina. So tell me, what do you do for KXRW? Do you have a show with us?
I do. I do a music show called Guitar and Other Machines, but it's a little less guitar and a little more machines. I've been involved with radio for a few decades, and I've done some iteration of Guitar and Other Machines on pirate stations, community stations, college stations, and now at KXRW. And I also do some kind of like field reporting, and I do lots of the chief announcing, so lots of station IDs and stuff like that, and writing scripts.
So a lot of the technical stuff behind the scenes that goes on at the station.
This is true. So yes, that way, yes.
These are the lovely individuals that keep us on the air. So tell me a little bit about, Susan was talking earlier, and we have a big event coming up in June. Can you tell our audience a little more about that?
Yes, we're so lucky to be able to have the Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest at Clark College this year. Not only do we have more rooms, we have that giant room where sometimes there's powwows held, so kind of an auditorium feeling room. We have other smaller rooms. We're going to have workshops upstairs. It's kind of sprawling all over Geyser Hall. And then we're also have food trucks, and it's family friendly, and all sorts of folks who make media. So think blogs, podcasts, newspapers, radio shows, and then all sorts of local authors. Lots of people self-publish too, which is just a really interesting phenomena happening right now, because people are reading, people are buying books, and it's just a phenomenal time to go to something like a Book Fair Media Fest.
That is amazing. Real quick, let's do a plug about why we're here at Juliana's tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about the Spring Fun Drive?
Yeah, the Spring Fun Drive is something that KXRW does once a year. Once a year, we reach out to our listeners, our community members, and say, remember, we're all volunteer. We're for you. So we're volunteer-powered, community-driven. And some people even say we're Vancouver's voice. But I know we've talked about we're larger than Vancouver, so we're Southwest Washington and beyond. You can stream us at kxrw.fm. And we're also at 99.fm, so people can randomly encounter us without the algorithm involved there. And the Fun Drive is 2 weeks of us getting on the air and being in the community and asking for donations, because we are a 501c3. We're a low-power FM, and so our main initiative, endeavor, and call to action as a low-power FM station is that we're educational. So we're there to educate and provide, whether that's news, talk, music programming, but we're entertaining, but we're really also educational.
And that's also where you can find those crazy stories from trans witches, but that's a whole different topic. We'll go back to that later. So awesome. And where can people find these links for the drive?
They can find links to the drive at kxrw.fm and click on donate.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great evening. So I did also have an interview from our director, Susan Gallabies, but
for some reason, we're having issues with that audio. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to play a clip where they kind of introduced her. She talked a little bit about the station, and then we also gave away prizes. So it'll be a little fun hear the excitement of people winning prizes and some of the amazing sponsors that we have here in the community that were backing us up for this fun drive.
Well, Autumn, it depends on what you're recording me for. Yes. Wow. Come on, guys. How was the pizza? How was the alcohol? All right. Yep. And everyone dropped your tickets in? If you have your tickets, you haven't dropped them. And we would like to thank all right, so I'm going to turn this over to Susan. Does anyone know who Susan is? Help me welcome our executive director and the founder of KXRW 99.9 FM.
Thank you guys so much for coming. This means so much to me to have all you guys here. You know what? This is just a fun gathering. We want to kind of make this little fundraiser kind of an easy peasy one. We got a lot going on. We got a lot to celebrate. We just moved into our new studio. And if you haven't been there yet, it is awesome. Oh my gosh. And if you guys haven't been and want a tour, just reach out to me. And I'd love to take you around to it. It's at the bottom of Mill Plain Hill in Grand. Super cool. And so I have a bunch of raffle prizes up here. Thank you so much for donating to this. And the first one we're going to do is Cascade Greenhouse. So for this lovely plant right here, let's see who the lucky winner is. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Michael Newton. Michael Newton. That's what he wanted. That's what you wanted. And Michael comes to like every single one of our episodes. Go ahead, that George, or you can take it on the way out. Yeah, I know, right? So I'm not gonna waste taking that. Gonna take it now. Yeah. I'm gonna hide it. You know, Cascade Greenhouse is a girlfriend of mine. We've been friends since fourth grade. but if you ever have a chance, go to Cascade Greenhouse because it's so wonderful. Just look. Okay, so there's that. Manuel, will you take these away as I get them? Okay, so there's Cascade Greenhouse. Put that back in there. Okay, the next one is, let's see here, Northwest Escape Experience, a gift certificate. For two tickets for an escape experience value of $78. Okay, here we go. Okay, you want to be the one to choose this time? Who's the lucky winner? Wait, who does it say? Janet Deering. Janet Deering. Woo! Okay. Okay, so take that away and then let's... I'm going to give you your gift certificate. So inside the box right there. Yeah. So inside the box right there. Is the gift certificate that we're going to give her. It's in a white envelope. And have you ever done this before? It's super fun.
Which thing?
The escape.
No, that's what we really wanted to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. The one that says escape. Well, why are they all out of it? Why are they all out of it? That was weird. Okay. There you go. Okay. Hey, woo! Give it up. Okay. Okay. Next one is for Giuliano's Pizza, one large pizza. And big thank you to Giuliano's for hosting us tonight. Woo! I'm super thankful to them. You want to go ahead and choose? And the lucky winner, $35 value. And Emma Walters. Woo! Come on down. There you go. Yay, Emma. This is Jill Walters' daughter, and Jill is on our team, who does Northwest Legends and Leaders. So it goes with that one. Nice. Thank you. All right. Okay, next up is Grocery Cocktail and Social. They are so kind to donate to us every time I ask them for anything. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Jason, you picked the lucky winner. Who is it? Okay, Tim. 503-939-2257. Tim! Okay, Tim.
Forget that telephone number.
Okay, and then get the grocery cocktail right here. Thank you so much. Yeah, Tim is the brother-in-law of our treasurer, Tom. Thank you so much. And he was a big donor tonight, so we're very thankful for Tim. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay, Hungry Sasquatch. Okay, yeah, this is a $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Hungry Sasquatch. Okay, go ahead and pick, Tim. Tim! Okay, double winner. Okay, oh, there we go. Nice, nice. Okay. Very lucky man. And we are very lucky to have him as a donor. Okay, Source Climbing Center. We've got, okay, there's only one tag in here. I think you got a pretty good chance.
Okay. Drum roll,
drum roll. Drum roll, Janet Deering. And if you guys have never done it, it's super fun. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, we'll take that one away. Awesome. All righty now. Here's the surprise gift drawing. Three lucky winners for these two or the Fern. So the Julian. Oh, that one is for the book fair. There's only one Julianos. Okay. All right. So here we go for the surprise drawing. The first one is, let's see here. Okay, let's see. Debbie, 360-313-7529. Oh, yay! Woo! Okay, Debbie! Okay. Okay. So you have a choice of either one of these two or that. So any one of these three you can choose from. Okay. You're so welcome. Yay! Now we get to choose another one. You go ahead and choose this time.
No hablo inglés. Let's see here. It is Debbie Tom. Yay! It's also Debbie Tom and the
Debbie
other one.
Debbie Tom, okay.
All right. Oh, you're going to give Marilyn one? Oh, gosh. Which one do you want, Marilyn? She probably love that. Yeah. Okay. Marilyn is my neighbor, and she comes out and supports all the time, and she brought her friend Debbie. So thank you guys so much for coming. Woo! And then we have a third one. We have a third one. Yeah. Oh, my God. Emma Walters. Okay. Okay. There you go. You're so welcome. Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. And you know what? We couldn't do this without community support because that's how this whole thing works. And just can't thank you guys enough. Yeah. And, you know, just please keep on your calendar. Our really big event coming up is June 27th at Clark College. It's the Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest. And we have over 110 vendors that are going to be showing up there with authors from all over the Northwest, media folks that are podcasters, filmmakers. The Columbian's going to be there doing workshops. We have 7 workshops, actually. Screenwriter workshops, people learning how to do documentaries. Because right now, media matters more than anything, as Michelle Bart will attest. With what she does with her great work at NWK, it really, really matters. So that's why we incorporated that into the book fair this year. And we expect 3,000 to 4,000 attendees at that. It's going to be kind of a big deal. So that's June 27th, 10 to 3 p.m.
And again, thank you guys so much for coming. And please tell all your friends from May 1st through May 15th is our fund drive. We're trying to raise $15,000. And we really, really need your help because we have some really important equipment right now that we need. We might need a new transmitter. We might need a new AC unit. These are all big ticket items that we really need help with because that's what keeps our signal strong. So anyway, just think about us during the next May 1st through 15th and keep watching our social media. And you can watch how much we're growing with how much we're getting each day. So let's hope we get to our goal. So thanks you guys so much for coming. Take care. Yeah, and Giuliano's waitresses and servers. Oh my gosh, you guys have been awesome. Thank you guys so much for helping us. Take care.
Hey everybody, Autumn Rose coming to you live from the KXRW Spring Fun Drive. I have the awesome privilege of speaking with our director and founder of KXRW, Susan. How are you tonight?
Oh, very good. Thank you so much, Autumn, for being here.
Of course. So for the audience, fill us in a little bit on what's going on, what we're doing here tonight.
You know, tonight is a big kickoff for the fun drive, which is from May 1st to May 15th. Our goal is 15,000. And you know what? Kickoffs are just fun to celebrate, come together, and kind of get things rolling. And so we're just going to hopefully watch our little thermometer go up on what we raise. So tune in to KXRW.fm. And on our donate page, you can watch how we're doing. And so we're just hoping that everybody donates because we really need community support to make this all work for everybody.
That's amazing. And can we take just a couple of minutes and tell the audience how KXRW got started and what we are?
You know, we started back, we've been on the air for nine and a half years almost now. In 2017, we launched March 1st. And, you know, it all started when we realized we needed a bigger, hyper-local voice in the community. And our Portland sister station, X-Ray FM, started first. I started working over there. And then they said there was an FCC license across the river in Vancouver. And they said, would you like to have a hyper-local voice over there? And I'm like, well, sure, but I'm going to need a whole lot of help. And so the engineers and everybody that did the topography studies, we all came together, found a site. We got it up and running. We raised the money back then. And the community came together then, and we need them all. We're nonprofit. We're all volunteer run, community supported. So that's just how nonprofits work in the nonprofit world. Like OPB or KBOO or any other station, we need community support to thrive. Our independent, we have talk programming that every genre you can imagine, and local musicians that we highlight that would never have a chance possibly on commercial radio without a record label. So we're just really hyper local, and I think it's worth supporting because media matters now more than ever.
Thank you so much, Susan, and that is so true. Like in the political climate we're seeing, especially with the people that tune into my show and know what the trans community are facing, like we are under attack right now, and independent journalists and media is like prior. So thank you for everything you do with KXRW. And again, connect the socials just so they know where to donate.
To go to socials, it's at KXRW Vancouver, and the website is KXRW.fm.
Awesome. And if y'all need a link, I also posted it in the Facebook page tonight. Check that out. Again, until next time, keep those candles lit. I'll see you in the mood line. This is Autumn Rose from KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. And Susan is such an amazing woman. I mean, she works her butt off for our station to make sure we have everything we need to come on the air and, you know, give you our shows every single month. And it's a lot of work behind the scenes for those who have never been in media. So, again, that was the Spring Fun Drive at Giuliano's in Vancouver, and we really thank them for their hospitality and hosting us that night. We were able to raise almost $1,000 that first night, so that was a good start to the fun drive, but we still need help, so go on to kxrw.fm and click that donate button. And thank you so much. This was a really busy show. I really hope you enjoyed it tonight. Next month we will be interviewing, on the next show, we will be interviewing the Oregon Safer Workers Coalition. So stay tuned to that episode. It's going to be really interesting. It's definitely going to probably test the limits on what I've done on the show, but I hope that it is educational. And that's it for me tonight. I will see you next time in the candlelight. Until then, be safe. Also, shout out to
to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony club.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed Pink Pony Club there. Fun little song to end the night. It's been a crazy month. We have done a lot. I hope you enjoyed what we put together for you this month. Next month we will be having some very exciting interviews. Hopefully here soon we will also be announcing more time slots. So stay tuned to Stories from a Trans Witch here on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington. The radio for the people and by the people.
You've journeyed with me through the mystical realms, where magic, truth, resilience weave their enchanted tapestry. This has been Stories from a Trans Witch, with your host, Autumn Rose. I'm grateful for your presence in this sacred circle, for your listening hearts that keep the flame alive. If you wish to uncover more about me, the show, or exciting events, conjure up the magic of Facebook and find us at Stories from a Trans Witch, and now on Substack at Autumn, Rose, Trans Witch, all one word. Until we meet again, remember, your story is your spell, your truth is your power, and together we illuminate the shadows with our resilient light. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay magical. You've been listening to Stories from Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington. Community radio created by the people and for the people.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. Whoa. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. Right in. Whoa. I'm breaking in.